That night, I dressed in my Sunday best, purchased some flowers from the gift shop, and made my way to the ship's auditorium. It was the first time I had seen Shauna's act since opening night, and I was eager to see it again. Shauna came on stage in a sleeveless gold form-fitting dress that had yet to be adjusted to her new girth. Rather than gently caressing her curves, it clung to every new bulge, particularly her stomach and hips. Her pale bare arms had become meaty, and despite my location near the back row, I could see them jiggle with her every sweeping movement and gesture. The extra pounds also seemed to shake Shauna's confidence. She seemed tentative and unsure, as if her appearance made her question her talent. It was fascinating to watch. She still sang well, but was missing the spark of her opening night performance. She didn't take as many chances and was even, dare I say it, boring at times. Her banter with the crowd also seemed labored. My favorite part was when she asked the audience if they had enjoyed the captain's dinner earlier in the evening. When most responded positively, she rubbed her swollen stomach and said that she was guilty of overindulging some herself, then forced a nervous laugh. It was an incredibly awkward moment, and I couldn't help but feel badly for her. But the growing stiffness in my pants betrayed my more sensitive emotions. I had no intention of quietly slinking off after tonight's show. As the house lights rose following Shauna's final tepid ovation, I made my way through the crowd towards backstage. I wasn't prepared for the comments I heard as I worked my way through.
"I can't believe how fat she's gotten," said a young girl to her mom as they exited.
"Ho ho, she should take it easy on the buffets," said another gentleman.
"They must not have a gym on the boat," said one woman, obviously taking delight in seeing such a stunningly beautiful starlet let herself go.
I paused to compose myself before knocking on Shauna's dressing room door. Hearing the audience's comments had me flustered like some pubescent kid whose mom just caught him reading a Playboy. My face was flush, my pulse was racing, and my pants were having trouble containing my arousal. I even considered retreating to my room, but eventually regained my resolve. "Stick to the plan," I thought to myself over and over. I almost didn't recognize Shauna when she finally answered the door. She was covered in a bulky green robe and had her hair pulled into a bun behind her head. She had been crying. Mascara had run down her cheeks, leaving a dark trail along their path. As soon as she saw me, she burst into tears again and wrapped her arms around me, crushing the flowers I'd brought. I was able to work my arms free and reciprocated the hug. Her back felt soft and spongy in my hands.
"What's the matter?" I said. "You were great tonight."
"No, I wasn't."
Shauna pulled away. She knew I was just placating her.
"I was horrible. I sang horrible. I looked horrible."
"I thought you were great. You know, you're always your own harshest critic." I cringed. Could I be any more trite? I was blowing it big time.
You really thought I was good?"
Maybe I wasn't blowing it. She was so desperate for reassurance that it didn't seem to matter how cheesy my lines were.
"Absolutely," I said. "You don't think I looked fat?"
There it was, the moment of truth. She looked so pitiful standing there, hands on her hips and a pout on her lips. She was drowning, and I had the life preserver.
"Of course not. You looked stunning." "Yeah?"
Shauna untied her robe and let it fall at her feet.
"What about now?"
Over my 10-year history bartending, I've learned an appropriate line for almost any situation. Except this one. She wasn't completely naked. Underwear covered her more sensitive areas, but she might as well have been. As much as I wanted to play it cool, as much as I wanted to adhere to my own guidelines, seeing Shauna standing before me in just her bra and panties stirred an animal-like lust in me that was uncontrollable. I walked to her. As she stood trembling in front of me, I brushed the back of my hand lightly across her cheek and wiped away a solitary tear. "You look absolutely incredible," I said. She did look incredible, to me at least. For me, it was a dream come true. I felt like Dr. Frankenstein, witnessing his creation for the first time. I couldn't have been more proud. Her underwear had grown ridiculously tight on her swollen body and encased her like a sausage. A large roll of fat circled her entire waist and hung over the elastic waistband of her panties, about 2 inches. In the early stages of her gain, Shauna's belly simply protruded in an ever-increasing arc in front of her. Now, it was clear that fat was setting up a permanent residence around her abdomen. Her belly still bloated outward, but it looked as if it might droop slightly, once freed from the constricted support of her briefs. Her belly was impressive. However, it was clear fat was giving the rest of Shauna's body equal opportunity. Her hips were wider, her thighs and arms thicker, and her breasts fuller. Despite the 30 or so pounds she had gained, I was pleased to see her body had maintained its hourglass shapeliness, now in a considerably bigger package. She looked like a Rubens painting, come to life. She wrapped her meaty arms around my waist and pressed her body into mine. I could feel her warm, soft flesh melt into me and only wished my uniform wasn't there to buffer the sensation. Shauna buried her face in my chest as I held her and kissed the top of her head. After a moment, Shauna turned her large, expressive green eyes towards mine. She was no longer crying, and instead sported a look I'd seen from countless women before. It scared me. She stood on her toes and kissed my cheek. When that didn't elicit the desired effect, she repeated the gesture, this time on my lips. I tried to keep my head, but her soft, full lips meeting mine pushed me over the edge. I cradled her head in my hands, and we kissed passionately for several minutes. I think we both half expected the other to stop, but nature was already taking its irreversible course. I finally felt free to let my hands explore what my mind had imagined for the last 10 weeks. As we kissed, Shauna worked to unbutton my uniform as I moved my hands across her back, her pliable skin shifting and molding to my touch. I eventually made my way to her bra strap after running my hands across the small rolls of fat that jutted out above and below it. In fact, her bra was so tight I was afraid I wouldn't be able to get enough slack to undo it. After fumbling around like a teenager, I finally released the clasps and felt as Shauna's upper body expanded outward, free of its bonds. The trapped flesh on her back poured out as if to say, "I'm here." I removed the straps of her bra from her rounded shoulders and let it fall in front of her. Now it was her breasts' turn to escape, and they poured out of their cups in an avalanche of flesh. The last few weeks, I could tell that Shauna's ample bosom was gradually outgrowing her overmatched tops, but I had no idea they had gotten so large. They had easily graduated from C to D cups, and, no longer crushed into an artificial state of perkiness, rested lazily above her swollen abdomen. It was evident that her youthful body wasn't immune to gravity after all. She removed my shirt, and I thrust my body against hers. The feel of her soft flesh against mine was pure nirvana. Just knowing how much excess flesh had accumulated on this young girl in the past 2.5 months was exciting. But being able to explore it fully sent me over ecstasy's edge. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I relished it. I probed every new inch of her. Her thickening thighs, her fresh love handles, her plumpening belly. I was amazed at just how soft her body had become. My efforts had sealed this young woman in a billowing cocoon of fat beneath her already supple and flawless skin. I took my time, but eventually knelt in front of her and worked to remove her panties. Her hips protested, but I was finally able to roll them down the length of her still shapely legs. I was right. Her stomach did droop ever so slightly where her underwear had been, and creased just above her pubic hair. It was obviously a recent development, one that I doubted was there a few days earlier. My hands worked their way up the backs of Shauna's legs. It was a smooth journey until I reached the shelf-like protrusion of her bloated butt. Her indulgences had transformed her delicately bulbous behind into two mammoth globes of pure fat. They jutted away from her body dramatically, as if desperately trying to avoid gravity's pull. However, the accumulated weight, coupled with weeks of inactivity, was gradually pulling her perky posterior downward. A crease had formed where they had begun to sag, and I could feel tiny cellulite dimples, probably not visible yet, on the underside of each cheek. I smiled. Her young body was fighting to maintain its perfect proportions, but couldn't keep up with the damage being done. Her breasts, her belly, her butt, all were finally succumbing to the excess weight and transforming her body forever. It was an incredible night.